Did the increased shipments of grain off of the West Coast have any impact? I noticed that in doing some reading that you know, there was a movement to international.
No doubt about it. It was when China was the big customer. When China came on very strongly, but that did not affect our movement. What it just meant is that there was an alternative movement. But what affected the grain movement more than anything else, I think, was the decline in European business. And we may well have because of been a preference. There's no doubt that we did lose a preference to the United Kingdom. Whether that affected, I don't know. Where Europe might have got its grain, I suppose Argentina. I really don't think either Churchill was certainly took some business, but it was not huge. And the movement to the West Coast was obviously growing. But the fact of the matter is, if the European trade had held up, it would not have. China didn't make the European trade die down. I think there was very heavy competition from Argentina. I know that we checked Argentina a great deal.
And the decision of CSL to go to become sort of more than a Canadian player, but become an international player, was that at all based on grain, or grain was just a small element of it?
No, that had nothing to do with grain. What happened was, I mean, there are two kinds of Lakers. There are the bulkers, which primarily move grain and iron ore, and then there are the self-unloaders. Do you want me to talk about the self-unloaders?
Sure, because that was something that CSL moved into quite early.
Yes, well, CSL moved into self-unloaders. The first self-unloader was sometime in the 1920s. It was primarily for moving coal and some iron ore. Grain was only moved in self-unloaders if that happened to be the ship that was available. But effectively, grain was primarily a bulker trade. But what happened was, the self-unloader was largely created because you could unload, let's say, a 30 or 33,000 ton ship that might take 3 days to unload a bulk cargo. You could unload it in about 6 to 8 hours, and which meant a substantial reduction in time in port, which obviously saved a lot of money, meant no congestion, meant nobody was waiting, and it was also much better for the environment. You didn't have coal dust going all over the place because you could move it without all that coal dust showing up.